Hello and thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. In Rome, you're not likely to miss Carnival, or Carnevale as the weeks leading up to Shrove Tuesday are called here. It's visible in your local bakery, with the special pastries you eat exclusively at this time of year, the delicious frappe and castagnole. It's visible on the pavements, where children in colourful fancy dress costumes have strewn streamers and paper confetti. In the streets, as teenagers have their customary shaving cream fights outside schools. And looking around later on in the day in the grown-ups, perhaps not so tasteful wigs. But if it's true that all here in Italy enjoy the carnival fun, it's also true they know that Lent is round the corner. Most know too, that's if they've read their newspapers or listened to the evening news, that Pope Benedict XVI issued his 2007 Lenten message on Tuesday this past week. In it, the Pope departed from the customary social focus of papal Lenten messages in order to emphasise that Christian charity must have religious motivation. The message, a meditation on the crucified Christ, as the fullest sign of God's love, called on Christians to contemplate Christ's suffering and then work to alleviate situations in which human life and dignity are threatened by poverty, oppression, exploitation, and abandonment. Another thing many people know here, especially if, like myself, one happens to work in the Vatican, is that the Pope begins Lent each year by going to the Church of Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill for Ash Wednesday celebrations. I have to say it's a very special place where St. Dominic himself once lived, and where today his followers, the Dominicans, known as the Order of Preachers, have their generalate. And it's precisely there that my colleague, Alberto Boroni, went earlier in the week to speak to the Procurator General of the Dominicans, Father Robert Ombres.
All Catholics, and we know many people, take an interest in the Pope's reflections, which are both clear and deep. But we here at Santa Sabina, we Dominican friars, feel particularly close to the Pope in Lent because, by tradition, the popes begin the season of Lent by coming to Santa Sabina for the distribution of the ashes on Ash Wednesday. And this makes every Lent particularly memorable for us at Santa Sabina. In his reflection offered to all Catholics, to everyone on Lent, Pope Benedict chooses to emphasize, to echo really, what he said in his first encyclical about the nature of love. And he suggests that by looking at the pierced Christ on the cross, we'll understand the nature of God's love for us and of us for God and for one another better. I would say this about Lent. The traditional practices of Catholics for Lent are fervent prayer, fasting, and giving alms to the poor. And it strikes me that these three traditional practices are three ways of seeing how much and how we love God, that's in prayer, how much and how we love our neighbour, especially the most needy, as the Pope underlines in his Lenten message, by giving alms, and how much we love ourselves, and how, and that's through fasting. So what might seem old-fashioned, no longer applicable practices take on a new relevance when seen as three ways of asking ourselves with seriousness and with joy how we stand with God, prayer, how we stand with our neighbour, especially those most in need, giving alms, and how we stand in regards of ourselves by fasting. May you have a fruitful Lent and a glorious Easter.
Thanks there to the Procurator General of the Dominicans, Father Robert Ombres, speaking there at the microphone of Alberto Goroni. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.